time. I swear it's just my sign. This is all be fine.
New music from The Regrets here with Monday on Radio 9. Michael Nesmith's going to take us to news time here.
Her name was Joanne, and she lived in a meadow by a pond. And she touched me for with a look that spoke to me of her sweet love. Then the woman that she was drove her on with desperation, and I saw as she went a most hopeless situation for Joanne and the man and the time that made them both. She was only a girl, I know that well, but still I could not see. That the hold that she had was much stronger than the love she felt for me. Into yellows and blues and a tune that I could not have sung. Though the essence is gone, I have no tears to cry for her, and my only thoughts of her kind. Her name was Joanne, and she lived near me for a moment with a look that spoke to me of her sweet love. Then the woman that she was drove her on with desperation, and I saw as she went a most hopeless situation for Joanne and the man.
Michael Nesmith of the Monkees. With the First National Band, that was his only hit song as a solo artist, went to number 21 back in 1970. I'm Jay Thurber, the website jaythurbershow.com. I hope you know what your name is. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks with The Week in Review. And the week ended with the Omicron variant of COVID-19 spreading rapidly around the world. South Africa, where it was first sequenced, saw cases triple over the course of the week, with a positivity rate of more than 22% among those people tested. World Health Organization officials ended the week urging people not to panic, a message repeated by President Biden as Omicron reached the United States, with cases by Friday stretching from New York to Hawaii. The president spoke to reporters on Tuesday.
This variant is a cause for concern, not a cause for panic. We have the best vaccine in the world, the best medicines, the best scientists, and we'll fight this variant with scientific actions and speed. Not chaos and confusion.
And later in the week, he announced a tightening of testing requirements. International arrivals must now have a negative test result within 24 hours of their departing flight. The British government, like many others, urged people to get booster shots, announcing a plan to inoculate all eligible adults by the end of next month. German Chancellor Angela Merkel warned vaccinations may become compulsory in her country. And European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said the rest of the European bloc should be thinking along similar lines.
It is understandable and appropriate to lead this discussion now, how we can encourage and potentially think about mandatory vaccination within the European Union. This needs discussion.
Russia and the US stepped partially back from the brink amid ongoing tensions over Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met in Stockholm. FSN's Moscow correspondent Julia Chapman covered that story.
Certainly having the two foreign ministers at the table, although it was a very brief discussion that they held, is a step in the right direction in terms of easing tensions. And it's certainly being viewed well here in Moscow, which is trying to orchestrate a meeting between Presidents Vladimir Putin and Joe Biden before the end of the year.
And the Kremlin ended the week saying plans for that meeting are now advancing. Michigan saw the deadliest school shooting so far this year in America. 4 students dead, 7 others injured. A 15-year-old facing first-degree murder charges and his parents charged with involuntary manslaughter. The World Tennis Association cancelled all tournaments in China over growing fears about the welfare of Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai, who recently accused a former top Communist Party official of sexual assault. And in New York, the sex trafficking trial of Ghislaine Maxwell ended its first week. She denies procuring underage girls for herself and Jeffrey Epstein. Testimony was heard this week from a witness who accused Maxwell of grooming her when she was just 14. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Support for this broadcast comes in part from PublicSource.org, a nonprofit online news outlet covering McKeesport, Pittsburgh, and Western Pennsylvania. Public Source produces and supports journalism for a stronger region. Learn more at PublicSource.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend, all weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.
Yeah, my man. All right. Hey! Oh, you're looking good, baby.
I want to tell you a story every man ought to know. If you want a little loving, you gotta start real slow. She's gonna love you tonight now, if you just treat her right now. Oh, squeeze her real gentle, gotta make her feel good. Tell her that you love her like you know you should. 'Cause if you don't treat her right, she won't love you tonight. If you practice my method just as hard as you can, you're gonna get a reputation as a loving man. And you'll be glad every night that you treated her right. Hey, 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 all right.
the traits here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, 106. Much more music time. The station in Pittsburgh that's not playing any Christmas music right now on this weekend. So if you'd like a respite from Frosty the Snowman and the Little Drummer Boy and Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time, you'll get it here this weekend. How about that?
Support for WMCK.FM comes in part from the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation. Created in 1952, the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation is a charitable organization that provides funding for educational, cultural, and public activities in the Monoc area. For more information, visit the website at www.gcmurphy.org.
Thank you, Eric O'Brien. Additional support for this broadcast comes in part from a grant from the E.R. Crawford Estate Trust Fund, from donations from Finney Funeral Homes in Clareton, Dravosburg, Glassport, and West Elizabeth, contributions from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes and Design Monuments, and donations from listeners just like you. If you'd like to find out how to donate, go to tubecityonline.com/radio and hit that donate link, okay? All right.
Radio 9! Weekend music power!
The Rondells on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Coming up later this hour, we'll check the radio calendar, tell you a few things that are happening in our fair city. We'll also have some more new music coming your way. Here's Frankie Valli, The Four Seasons on Radio 9.
When tears are in your eyes and you can't
Kelly's show, by the way. Please don't call the request line, 412-385-7450, and request Pitbull, because I'm not going to play it for you. It is an oldies show. You can also make a request, of course, on Facebook or Twitter, Jay Thurber Show. You want to request Pitbull? Why don't you pull that on Frankie Day? Call Frankie Day at 829-7100 and see if he'll play Pitbull for you.
Jay Thurber!
You know, you might want to get an MRI of your brain.
Oh, I had one and they couldn't find nothing.
More music now!
That's right, folks, absolutely!
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
I'm loving
if
it!
I have to beg, plead for your sympathy. I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. If you out there, as you know it, please don't leave me, girl. But if I have to cry to keep you, I don't mind weeping if it'll keep you by my side. Ain't you proud of me, sweet darling? Please don't leave me, girl, to go. Ain't you proud of me, baby, baby? Please don't leave me, girl, to go. If I have to sleep on your doorstep all night and day, just to from walking away, let your friends laugh, even this I can stand, cause I wanna keep you any way I can. Ain't you proud of me, sweet darling? Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't you proud of me?
Sport. It is the 36th annual Festival of Trees. Nearly 70 hand-decorated Christmas trees on display. That's through Monday. Hours are noon to 9 at the main pavilion at Renzihausen Park. Admission is $2 for adults and a canned good for the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank for juveniles. For more information, mckeesport-pa.gov. Here's Barbara Lynn. If you lose this show, well, you won't lose that much. But you lose me, Jay Thurber, on Radio 9.
If you should lose me, oh yeah, you lose a good thing. If you should lose me, oh yeah, you lose a good thing. You know I love you, do anything for you. Just don't mistreat me, and I'll be good to you. Cause if you should lose me, oh yeah, you'll lose a good thing. I'm giving you one more chance for you to do right. If you'll only
straightener. We'll have a good life. Cause if you should lose me, oh yeah, you'll lose a good thing. This is my last time, not asking anymore. If you don't do right, I'm gonna march out of that door. And if you don't believe me, just try it, Daddy, and you'll lose a good thing. Just try it, Daddy, and you'll lose a good thing.
Slow dance time here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. William Bell from 1962, a little bit of hard hitting R&B. We're gonna check your weather next. Stay tuned.
In the beginning, you really loved me.
Bell, you don't miss your water. Hard-hitting R&B there on Radio 9. 122, much more music time. New music from the Lumineers coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also, check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Holland Capitas on Twitter want to know, it's the weekend. What's going on, Tweeps? What are you doing this weekend? Wife and I are going down to the holiday market in Market Square downtown. And then tomorrow, since it's going to be warm, probably the last warm day we're going to have in December, I'm going to put the Christmas lights up on the house. I have resolved. Be it resolved that Jay Thurber tomorrow is going to put the Christmas lights up on the house. Which is ironic because I just took them down last week. What else do I want to tell you about? Why don't we tell you about some more music that's coming your way here over these same frequently frequented frequencies, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. At 5 o'clock, it's Chop Shop. Confusing sounds for confusing times. Listen to Chop Shop with Dan Strange here on 88.3 WRCT at 5 o'clock on Saturdays. Followed by Radio Free Radio with Steve. It's prosthetics, mutations, Moths in your mixers and bats in your belfry. It's Radio Free Radio with Steve coming up at 6 o'clock on 88.3 WRCT. If you are listening to us on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport at 5 o'clock, it's the Kirsten and Amber Show. I was down here in the parking lot at the Tube City Center, and a city employee actually came over to me, and I thought, uh-oh, I'm in trouble now. And I rolled the window down, and he said, hey, Kirsten and Amber Show is pretty good. I like that. They're pretty good. I like that Kirsten and Amber Show. And I, well, there you go. Kirsten and Amber were friends in college and had a college radio show, and 25 years later, they have reunited to resurrect the spirit of the 80s and 90s in college radio. So you'll like them. They're on Tube City Online Radio, and then following that up at 6 o'clock, if you've been watching the Get Back documentary, well, then you'll like the Tragical History Tour with Lisa B. She is all Beatles music and Beatles-inspired music on the Tragical History Tour. And this week, I think, she's talking about the Get Back documentary. So that ought to be a really good show at 6 o'clock. Both those coming up on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire listening area. Sunny skies this afternoon with a high near 49. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 29. Partly sunny with a high near 51. Monday, showers likely. High near 56. Tuesday, partly sunny, 35. There is a four-letter word in the forecast on Tuesday and Wednesday. No. I got to get the snow tires on the car. Snow showers likely on Wednesday, and then rain mixed with snow with a high near 39. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Mess, 50 in Beaver County, 46 in Butler, 48 in Washington, 47 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 45 at WRCT with new music from the Lumineers.
I could see it in the air. Every word was like smoke from a cigarette. You were blowing in your hands. The heat had broken the Oldsmobile and the light in your eyes. Alone on the freeway. I was straight. Side of the moon, I could barely see your eyes. Still a silent in a hotel room, and the light in your eyes. The waves on the ceiling. I'll be your bright side, baby, tonight. I'll be.
music from the Lumineers here. Title track off of the album Bright Side. On Radio 9, Dion's going to take us to the bottom of the hour.
Life is so strange with its ups and downs. And today's hero may be tomorrow's clown. Friends keep on telling me that I'm a fool to be so in love while you're just having fun. I'll spend each lonely night longing to hold you tight. Morning finds me crying to the sun.
From 1961. I'm Jay Thurber, the website jaythurbershow.com, also on Facebook and Twitter, taking your requests at Jay Thurber Show, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in beautiful downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:30, and these are the Honeycombs.
Have I the right to hold you? You know I've always told you that we must never, ever part. Oh, have I the right to kiss you? You know I'll always miss you. I've loved you from the very start. Come right back, I just can't bear it. I got the love and I love to share it. Send those shivers running down my spine. Ooh, have I the right to thrill you? You know I'm waiting till you give me the right to make you mine. Well, come right back, I just can't bear it. I've got some love and I love to share it. Come right back, I'll show my love is strong.
Come right back, I just
Those are the Honeycombs. This is Ricky Nelson. Yeah, so Ozzy and Harriet's boy.
Fools rushing where angels fear to tread. And so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. Though I see the danger there, if there's a chance for me, then I don't care. Fools rushing where wise men never go, but wise men never fall in love, so how are they to know? When we met, I felt my life begin. So open up your heart and let this fool rush in.
Rich on Twitter at Jay Thurber Show wanted to know if I had anything by a local band called the Oncomers. Well, I just happened to pick up in a box of Krusty 45s a couple of months ago something by the Oncomers, and the lady at the antique store did not know what she had, so I just about broke my wrist trying to get my two bits out to pay for the thing. So, going out by request for Rich. Something by the Oncomers on Radio 9. The Oncomers here on Radio 9 going out by request.
Here's a sound from the vault of golden memories at WMCK.FM.
1360 Wixie Radio.
I pity anyone who's trying to write down like what station they're listening to right now.
My station, man.
This is Radio 9 with Jay Thurber on 88.3 WRCT. Simulcasting on Tube City Online Radio at McKeesport. I'm Jay Thurber, and this is Bill Justice.
happening here and there and all around the world. Keep your dial tuned where you're in touch this wonderful weekend with your radio.
Why so glum, chum? Why not pick up the pace a little bit? Like, oh, let's just jump ahead. Yeah. There we go. Is Dr. Weiner coming in? No, I don't think so. I think he's passed away.
Welcome to Alternatives to Wellness, your pre-medical classroom on here. I am, of course, your host, Dr. Weiner.
A little Chuck Mangione music serving to introduce us this week to the radio calendar for today, Saturday, December 4th, 2021. This week's radio calendar is brought to you in part by chocolate cookies with white stuff in the middle and sometimes a little piece of candied fruit on top. And as we look in on the little house halfway up the next block, we see that the Holiday Art Show continues at the Cranberry Township Municipal Center now through December 16th. The Cranberry Artist Network Ho Ho Holiday Art Show is taking place now through December 16th at the Cranberry Township Municipal Center in the Back Hall Gallery. Paintings, drawings, prints, sculptures, jewelry, fibery, and pottery created by the Cranberry Artist Network will be available to view and purchase. For more information, cranberryartistsnetwork.com. Monster fish.
Monster fish!
Wait a minute. I think we can do this. Hold on. Let's see if we can, hold on. This will pay off, believe me. Monster fish! No, wait. Monster fish! I kind of like that. Maybe I'll just leave it on. Monster fish! Anyways, Monster Fish, an exhibit by the National Geographic Society, depicts the search for the last of the ancient and giant river fish. This exhibit features life-size sculptures of monster fish! As well as videos and hands-on activities on display now through December 27th at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History in Oakland. Go to carnegiemnh.org for more information. Wildlife is at the Heinz Galleries of the Carnegie Museum of Art, 4400 Forbes Avenue, now through January 9th. Jay Thurber has a new toy. The exhibition Wildlife brings together the work of Elizabeth Murray and New York-based sculptor Jesse Reeves. Murray's monumental fractured canvases from the 1960s to the 2000s are paired with Reeves' recent reupholstered sculptures on display now through January 9th at the Heinz Galleries at the Carnegie Museum of Art in Oakland. More information available at cmoa.org. And the Fabricated Landscape is at the Heinz Galleries now through January 17th. That's at the Carnegie Museum of Art, 4400 Forbes Avenue. The Fabricated Landscape exhibition presents cutting-edge spaces designed by 10 international architectural practices led by some of the most innovative minds working in architecture today. On display now through January 17th at the Heinz Galleries of the Carnegie Museum of Art in Oakland. More information available at cmoa.org. And if you or your organization has something you'd like to get off your mind and onto the radio, please send it at least 2 weeks in advance to radio-calendar at wrct.org or write to WRCT Radio Calendar, 1 WRCT Plaza, 5000 Forks Avenue, Pittsburgh, 15213. The radio calendar is a copyrighted feature of WRCT and may not be reproduced without the express written permission of the Pittsburgh Penguins and the commissioner of the National Hockey League. also have this, which is an echo. Echo, 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 echo. It's too long. How about this one? That's a little confusing. Hello. I can talk to myself this way. Usually, I've seen the ratings, and I am talking to myself. Okay, we have sports and weather coming up. Let's get back into the music right after this important message.
Save a life and reverse an opioid overdose by contacting the Monyak Community Services. They offer the ATIS program that has been specializing in substance use treatment for over 35 years. They offer several different levels of care. Each are tailored to individual needs and personal circumstances. Visit www.mics.org/billboard.
Hi, this is Chris Stoll. You can listen to my show Outside of Nashville every Thursday night at 9, Fridays at noon, and Sundays at 6 right here on the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio.
Jay Thurber!
Wonderful weekend!
Monster Fish! It's a supersonic gold weekend here at 77 WABC. These are the Stylistics going out for Francine in Lodi, New Jersey.
There's a spark of magic in your eye. Candyland appears each time you smile.
Stylistics on Radio 9. At 1:54, much more music time. New music from Winnetka Bowling League coming up right after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. What else do I want to tell you about? Well, it's a deep subject for my shallow mind. We've mentioned that the Festival of Trees ongoing right now out there at Renzi Park in McKeesport now through Monday. That is from noon until 9 at the main pavilion at Renzihausen Park. The Garden Club of McKeesport also open for special hours, as is the McKeesport Regional History and Heritage Center. That's in Renzi Park next to Penn State Greater Allegheny Campus. And have we talked about the Cookie Walk?
The Cookie Walk? What's the Cookie Walk, Jay Tharper?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, little Jimmy. The Cookie Walk is happening next Saturday in West Newton. This is sponsored by the First Church of God in West Newton. It's the third annual Christmas Cookie Walk from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday, December 11th. That's at the First Church of God, North 2nd Street in West Newton. You get a plastic glove and a box and you just go to town on your... No, it's a church, you... Anyways, fill your box, I beg your pardon, with all of your favorite cookies and pay for the cookies by the pound. The price is $8 per pound. Peanut butter balls also being sold at $6 per dozen. Proceeds benefit West Newton First Church of God. That's at 157 North 2nd Street in West Newton, Saturday, December 11th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. For more information, 724-872-7467.
Your front row center at the ball game.
Last night in the PIAA football playoffs, it was Central Valley over Central 35-21, Aliquippa over Jersey Shore 41-16, Red Bank Valley defeated Bishop Canavan 23-14, Penn Trafford over Exeter 49-14, and Sarah Catholic over Farrell 27-18. So those five winners will be headed to Hershey to play in the state finals. Elsewhere in the world of sports, the Pitt Panthers men's team lost another in the final seconds, losing to Virginia by a score of 57-56. Elsewhere in men's basketball, today, West Virginia taking on Radford at the WVU Coliseum in Morgantown. Duquesne is on the road to take on Marshall. That game getting underway at 7 o'clock, and Robert Morris is playing Milwaukee at this hour. In women's basketball, it's Pitt versus Ball State at this hour in Muncie, Indiana. Boston College taking on Penn State right now in Massachusetts. No, excuse me, that game tips off at 6 o'clock. I beg your pardon. Grant your grace. Hope the cattle spit in my face. And who did we miss here? I don't even know. Pittsburgh Penguins are trying to snap a three-game losing streak. I do know that. They are taking on the Vancouver Canucks tonight at 10 o'clock in Vancouver, British Columbia. And the Post-Gazette reporting that Mike Sullivan has unveiled three new forward lines as they try to get out of their slump. Pittsburgh Steelers, you remember them? I remember when we had a professional baseball team and a professional football team. Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Ravens tomorrow at 4:25 at Heinz Field. We'll be playing some of the songs that they are reportedly listening to in practice to get them pumped up. We'll be doing that in the 2 o'clock hour, so stay tuned.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Looking for sunny skies for the rest of the afternoon with a high near 49. Cloudy overnight, low of 29. Partly sunny on Sunday, 51. Showers likely Sunday night, mostly cloudy, 46. Showers on Monday, 56. Tuesday, partly sunny, 35. Wednesday, snow mixed with rain. High of 39 degrees. Right now, 50 in Beaver County, 46 in Butler, 48 in Washington. Outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, we're at 49 degrees at street level. At the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 48 right now at WRCT. Winnetka Bowling League is going to take us to news time.
Your ego, my own psychosis.
new music from Winnetka Bowling League. We're going to have to cut that short so we can get to news time. I'm Jay Thurber. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. FSN News is next. It's 2 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks with the Week in Review. And the week ended with the Omicron variant of COVID-19 spreading rapidly around the world. South Africa, where it was first sequenced, saw cases triple over the course of the week, with a positivity rate of more than 22% among those people tested. World Health Organization officials ended the week urging people not to panic, a message repeated by President Biden as Omicron reached the United States, with cases by Friday stretching from New York to Hawaii. The president spoke to reporters on Tuesday.
This variant is a cause for concern, not a cause for panic. We have the best vaccine in the world, the best medicines, the best scientists, and we'll fight this variant with scientific actions and speed. Not chaos and confusion.
And later in the week, he announced a tightening of testing requirements. International arrivals must now have a negative test result within 24 hours of their departing flight. The British government, like many others, urged people to get booster shots, announcing a plan to inoculate all eligible adults by the end of next month. German Chancellor Angela Merkel warned vaccinations may become compulsory in her country. And European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said the rest of the European bloc should be thinking along similar lines.
It is understandable and appropriate to lead this discussion now, how we can encourage and potentially think about mandatory vaccination within the European Union. This needs discussion.
Russia and the US stepped partially back from the brink amid ongoing tensions over Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met in Stockholm. FSN's Moscow correspondent Julia Chapman covered that story.
Certainly having the two foreign ministers at the table, although it was a very brief discussion that they held, is a step in the right direction in terms of easing tensions. And it's certainly being viewed well here in Moscow, which is trying to orchestrate a meeting between Presidents Vladimir Putin and Joe Biden before the end of the year.
And the Kremlin ended the week saying plans for that meeting are now advancing. Michigan saw the deadliest school shooting so far this year in America. 4 students dead, 7 others injured. A 15-year-old facing first-degree murder charges and his parents charged with involuntary manslaughter. The World Tennis Association cancelled all tournaments in China over growing fears about the welfare of Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai, who recently accused a former top Communist Party official of sexual assault. And in New York, the sex trafficking trial of Ghislaine Maxwell ended its first week. She denies procuring underage girls for herself and Jeffrey Epstein. Testimony was heard this week from a witness who accused Maxwell of grooming her when she was just 14. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Support for this broadcast comes in part from PublicSource.org, a nonprofit online news outlet covering McKeesport, Pittsburgh, and Western Pennsylvania. Public Source produces and supports journalism for a stronger region. Learn more at PublicSource.org.
Right.